spring planting season is getting an early start for those looking at small grains. A roundtable discussion with three farmers on the South Dakota Wheat Commission reveals planting began in early March in South Central South Dakota, where Brian Jorgensen reports lots of field activity in the area. Growers appreciate the open winter, but Jorgensen states soil moisture is a concern, as demonstrated by soil cores pulled this spring.
Going into the wheat stubble from last year, which normally this time of year you would see easily a 4-foot profile of water, we're not seeing that, maybe 2.5 feet at the most. And the fields that are planted to winter wheat, I'm seeing about 3 feet. And that's really only about 6 inches in moisture. So bottom line is we need April and May moisture. There's no question about it.
Trey Cronin farms with his family in central South Dakota near Gettysburg. He states topsoils are dry, but there's moisture underneath, which will help the spring wheat, which is just getting into the ground.
Just got started planting spring wheat last Friday and a little bit Monday before the big windstorm came through and shut pretty much everybody off in the area. But that should change today and tomorrow, and I think the next 7 to 10 days there's going to be a lot of spring wheat put in the ground.
Wheat Commissioner and farmer Leon Kepi reports spring wheat planting is just getting underway in his area of northeast South Dakota. But again, moisture is needed.
Well, with very little snow all winter and these windy days, the topsoil moisture is really dry. It's dry up here, yeah. I think we do have some subsoil moisture, so we'll need just timely rains this spring and summer for our crops.
The USDA estimate for spring wheat in South Dakota this year is 750,000 acres, 3% down from 2020. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.